This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I don't know why this is coming out now. This happened several years ago, but I went back and sort of tried to flesh this out for you a little bit. So I'll just start with what I saw for the initial story this morning. Apparently, Victoria Beckham ruined her son Brooklyn's wedding. Brooklyn married a lady by the name of Nicola Peltz in 2022. And a source close to Nicola's family said Victoria stole the first dance from her and left her in tears. So Mark Anthony, the guy who used to be married to J-Lo, and they've got kids together, he takes the stage to perform. Like, they've got, you know, a star-studded wedding. It's okay. Amazing. He gets up on stage to perform for the big moment. So this is the first dance. And he calls for Brooklyn. Brooklyn, get on up here. And then instead of saying, okay, now it's time for the couple's first dance, let's get Nicola out here, he says, now let's bring up the most beautiful woman in the room tonight. Come on up, Victoria Beckham.
The mom.
So his mom comes out and they start dancing. Witnesses supposedly saw Nicola running from the room crying. The quote from the source is, Nicola felt like Victoria did this on purpose when she knew it was a pre-planned romantic dance meant for Brooklyn and Nicola. What she couldn't understand was why. Another source says, the shock was palpable. It was deeply hurtful. Unfortunately, this wasn't a one-off. It's a pattern that still happens to this day. And apparently things have gone south from there. So here's a few more things that I dug up. Like, sometimes people, mothers and their sons have a relationship that the mother isn't ready to turn over to another lady. And sometimes that's why there's a whole thing around the mother-in-law. Mother-in-law.
I'm surprised. There are people who know etiquette, and well, she should know
better.
Here
are some other things that point to problems.
Okay.
Prior to the wedding, there were reports of disagreements over Nicola's wedding dress. Victoria Beckham is a designer. She wanted to design the dress, and she had drawings. She was ready. She wants to design. Like, I will be making your dress for you. And Nicola was like, no, you're not gonna. I'm going with this Valentino gown. No, you're not. I choose this other one. The decision allegedly caused all kinds of friction, with some sources saying that Victoria felt snubbed. Nicola later addressed these rumors, stating that the choice was due to logistical issues and not personal reasons. And then, let's see. So Brooklyn and Nicola then, after the wedding, they reportedly skipped David Beckham's 50th birthday celebrations, further fueling speculation about a rift. Also, Brooklyn, the son, he was making public declarations of loyalty to Nicola on social media. And so as these stories were coming out, people were like, oh, he's distancing himself from his family. Like, I choose Nicola. I'm married to her. She's my wife, my woman, my love, my life.
I don't know what it's like to be the son of two really wildly famous people, but there's no chance he's earning a living. Period.
Oh, I don't know anything about him or how old he is. Like, maybe
he is a trust fund dude.
He's 26.
Okay. And did he go to school somewhere? Does he have a degree in liberal arts? Oh, he's modeled, Finn.
Yeah.
What? He's modeled.
So in my opinion, he is caught between the woman he's chosen to marry and the people who fund their lifestyle.
What about Nicola Peltz? Is she worth a bunch of money? Like, the rich people, they all run in the same circles.
Right? Maybe.
So Victoria Beckham has expressed being mystified by the claims that I ruined the wedding. She suggests a disconnect in perceptions between the parties involved. Yes, Bobby.
She's been in some movies, and she was on
Nicola
that
Peltz?
Bates Motel TV show.
Oh, yeah. Then you're right. Neither one of them is rich.
She's worth $50 million.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, her parents. Her parents have a lot of money.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah. Then
her
you're
dad
good.
Is a billionaire businessman.
Oh, then okay. you just go oh, ahead and fine. Separate yes, yourself
exactly.
from those parents.
Walk away. Just walk away.
Soccer. Who plays that?
Amidst all of this, these family dynamics, Victoria Beckham has announced that there's a forthcoming tell-all documentary on Netflix. And she's indicated that that film will provide an unfiltered look into my personal and professional life.
I'm sure it's unfiltered.
Yeah, I know. Right? This is the lady who was like, I was driven to school every day. In what kind of car?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter. No. What was it?
What's the quote? We were working class.
Mm.
Isn't
oh, really?
That it?
What kind of car was your daddy driving you to school in?
Well, that's not... Right? She yes. starts going, but that's not... That's a
well,
story.
That's, stop. Stop talking. He drove her to school in a Rolls Royce, in case you don't
right.
know that story. So they say potentially this might address some of these recent controversies. Or, you know, look, families go through tough, rough patches, and mother-in-laws are often the cause of that, but not always. But I just thought, oh, that's fun. That's a fun story. I like that. Yes, Bob, your hand is up.
Just another fun tidbit I heard on the streets is that that Brooklyn and Nicola have hooked up with Harry and Meghan Markle to discuss the toxic parents, like the toxic lifestyle of having really rich.
How nice that they have pals to turn
right?
to.
Mm.
Let's talk about how hard it was growing up super rich and famous.
Oh. It is really, really difficult.
Sometimes the maids would only be there for 12 hours during the day, and I need them there for 24. I couldn't believe I was all by myself. I had no one to take care of me.
My breakfast made to order because the cook had the day off.
Oh, and the gardener was just not as fun.
I asked for a black pony and got a white one.
Yeah.
I didn't like white ponies. I wanted a black pony. Anyway, it's really hard to be rich.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.